Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, it is a February tradition, and that is the celebration of National FFA Week, and it got underway over the weekend.
Well, that's right. It is a week that I look forward to because the FFA kids from across the state just come and descend on the State House in those blue and gold jackets, and really a great brand, if you will, for agriculture and the future of agriculture. And the more you know about what FFA is doing, the more impressed you become with the organization in the lives of these young people.
Absolutely. And, you know, South Carolina has not only a lot of members, but a lot of chapters to support them.
Well, they do. You know, with, I think, around 110 chapters from one corner of the state to the other, about 7,500 kids involved. And it is just a great premier leadership development in the high schools that I think carry some of these young people far into their careers based on the skill sets that they acquire, the leadership, the meeting organization, the speaking skills. I've watched them in action, and it's a real pleasure to be around them.
Now, you mentioned that they will be descending on the State House, and that actually happens tomorrow.
That's right. They come for a day. They go into both House chambers to get introduced. But the highlight is when they assemble on the steps of the State House to acknowledge the FFA Week, award some honorary degrees, of which I received one a few years back. I was real proud of that. So it is good just to see them. A few of them will stop by the office, and we have a great chance to visit.
Let's talk a little bit about what the organization is doing for these young people.
Well, it is giving them personal skills that I think carry them into their adult careers. It does give them, obviously, it's agriculture. And that's why we're so excited that some of them will take that direct route into production agriculture. Some may take routes to other types of career in agribusiness, be it marketing, engineering, distribution, those types of things. So that basic training really encompasses technical information, but just personal development skills that I think will serve them well no matter the career path they choose.
And we certainly have some very impressive former FFAers that are not only in state government, but in national government and other positions of leadership.
Yes, we do. And I'll tell you one story about my neighbor who unfortunately lost his battle with cancer. His widow brought his FFA jacket to the memorial service there at Melvin Crum from right there in Orangeburg. And he was so proud that he could still fit into his FFA jacket years later. So just the pride that our leaders take away from that. Melvin went on to be a leader in the school system and the county government and other things. So just one example of how that pride of having been through the FFA development program carries into their adult life.
All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.